CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
And welcome back to People First Radio. We've had a full program today talking about stories that made the news in 2008. We're very grateful to have been joined by Gord Fuller and Joanne Horn, two people in the know when it comes to social challenges and responses in Nanaimo. So we're going to wrap it up with one more question. What do you think the story of the year from Nanaimo's social sector in 2008 was? Gord?
That's a really tough one. When you look at the social sector, you don't want to pull one issue out above the others. I mean, I think there's some great work being done. I think in a lot of ways we haven't accomplished what we could have accomplished, but the meat and bones are now there to make those steps in 2009. And homelessness has always been the biggest issue, as well as the social issues surrounding homelessness. And I see no reason why by the end of 2009 we don't have the problem solved in Nanaimo. I mean, it's not as great as it is in other communities, and we have the capacity to do that. We know there's going to be some housing units coming, and some of the neighborhood communities, Knob Hill is, in fact, are looking at ways to create more supportive housing. There's an individual in Knob Hill who's actually working on a proposal he wants to put to the working group on homelessness around an existing building. And so I think everybody pitching in, and the young people in particular, I mean, you got some very active young people out there, and I think it's great.
John?
Well, I think that the biggest news story is the fact that the provincial government sees that it's worth putting 160 units of housing into Nanaimo. That's a vote of confidence in our, you know, in our, the consensus building we've been doing over the last couple of years. It's a vote of confidence in our strategic thinking. So, and it's a fairly big chunk of coin at the end of the day as well. So I think that's probably the biggest step. It gives us all a sense that, yes, as Gord said, he's a bit optimistic with 2009, but I would say 2013, yeah. You'd have the, you know, you can have a serious dent in the situation, you know. So I think that's really hopeful.
I would agree, actually, that it's a sort of a tapestry of events that unfolded last year that the positive things, actually, is what I'm thinking about, the new strategies and the provincial commitment to making those strategies happen, and people's increased awareness. I talk to a lot of people, and everybody is becoming more and more conscious of these things and of what they can do themselves personally. So I think that was the big one for me last year.
Oh, yes. Jan, I was just waiting for you to say Kevin.
Yeah.
I think, you know, as I was thinking about these things, I feel like I want to go with the cold and wet weather response in Nanaimo as being at least the story that stands out in my mind in the largest sense. And I guess part of the reason for that is the commitment and the responsiveness of the Unitarian Fellowship has struck me as I want to use the word extraordinary, but in a sense, I really want to use, in a way, up the ante on the phrase good neighborliness, you know, looking out for one's neighbor. And I do, to a certain extent, compare what has happened in Nanaimo during this cold and wet weather period with what may have happened in other centers and in other cities where there were deficiencies and difficulties that became very evident.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the poor woman burning to death in Vancouver. I'd like to just add to that, Kevin, just briefly, that our Loaves and Fishes food bank, apparently people donated over 40 tons of food. 2,500 people received packages and gifts and things, and people were phoning to volunteer with their four-wheel drives and their cars. Mm. And Joanne Dundas from the Loaves and Fishes was just wanted to really thank the community for their tremendous outpouring.
Jen, what do you think was the story of the year? Is that what you're saying?
No. I just wanted to give accolades to all the good people in Nanaimo.
You know, one of the things I would say is that Nanaimo's been a small town, but we're growing into a big city. And yes. I think when you see all these efforts of folks, it's because they want to hang on to the parts of that small town that made this such a great place to live. Mm-hmm. And if you can grow into a city and retain those parts, then you've still got a great place to live. And I think that's what you're seeing is let's keep the heart of the small town that we once were, you know, and keep that forward as we go into a big city.
Yes. Jen, your story of the year.
I think I just gave it.
that would be the response to the food drive.
Well, just the whole thing, actually. Okay. I think maybe we could move on about thoughts about 2009. What should we be watching for as the new year unfolds?
Yeah, and we have to make a quick job of this wrap-up bit. Gord. What should we watch for in 2009?
Well, 2009, you should see the 710 Club back up and providing its regular service. Okay. And I could almost guarantee you that once that's done, we would have another satellite operating in another area of Nanaimo within 6 months after that.
Okay.
That all depends on the board commitment, and I'm going to put them on the spot with that one.
Okay,
right,
John.
On.
All right, I'm looking forward to 2009 in terms of the official community plan and how that's going to start to manifest. And we touched on it very briefly, but some of the big developments that have been proposed from the Nanaimo and how those are going to go. And I think that's going to be exciting to watch the OCP actually unfold over the next year.
Jen, final thoughts on this?
I'm just going to watch everything, actually, so I'm not going to pick anything out of the pot.
It's hard to tease out a response in you this morning. We'll see as the year goes forward, though.
So thank you very much for both of you for joining us today and giving up an hour of your time to help us out with these stories. So we appreciate it, and Happy New Year, and we look forward to talking with you more in the new year.
Gord Fuller is a former candidate for councillor in Nanaimo and is the current co-chair of Nanaimo's 710 Club. John Horn is the social planner for the city of Nanaimo. We also want to thank the Nanaimo Daily News and the Nanaimo News Bulletin for their articles and columns that have helped us put the program together today.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Open Minds, Open Windows Society, both of Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations. Please join us again next Thursday at noon for People First Radio.